Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So the text line is very critical that we didn't ask Terp about the Jaylen Brown comments.
I thought we did.
We just did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think unless there's other Jaylen Brown comments he's discussing.
There's always some comment there. Jaylen Brown talks.
If you missed any of Terp, though, and his very fresh outfit.
People are all over it.
It is available on the Odyssey app.
I think the lights are brighter in that seat or something. Because he's just wearing a white hat and a white pullover, and everyone's like, look at this guy, looks like a ghost.
I think people assumed he was wearing like a full like tracksuit.
And no pants. Just the tops.
That's like the picture you submitted.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, yeah.
They wanted a full frontal.
They got it. They wanted full length. That's all the length I got.
They got it. So now he's going to be patient and wait for a callback, I guess.
Okay. Well, if you missed that submission or Terp, it's on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone. It's free. It's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. As I said earlier, holiday season, probably a good time to get the Odyssey app on your phone. You won't miss moment of Jones and Keefe. You also heard Breslow in there discussing some of the things that Sonny Gray brings to the table. Avoids barrels.
Yeah. Nice.
200 Ks in back-to-back seasons.
This is what I would lean on if I was Breslow. The last time he pitched in the American League, he was the runner-up for the Cy Young.
It's a good way to look at it.
Not bad. That was with the Twins in 2023. And then he wasn't bad the last 2 years. 4.28 ERA. You're not going to have a parade for it, but 32 starts, 180 innings, 200 strikeouts. I'll take that. I'll absolutely take that. And I think it's really the timing of this. And don't worry, like, if we get to March and the best acquisition they've made is Sonny Gray, then I'm going to feel completely differently.
Right.
But right now, I feel like if he's one of a handful of guys, just like last year, they brought in Chapman, Crochet, Bregman, and then to a much lesser degree, Walker Buehler and who else? A couple other guys probably, right? One of the other relievers they also brought in.
Justin Wilson.
Three all-stars, you know? And so like depending on what the order is, and you know they brought in a bunch of guys that made more money than Walker Buehler, which gives me a little bit of hope that they bring in at least a guy, maybe two more, that make more money than what you're paying Sonny Gray, because we heard yesterday during the show, half of his salary is going to be paid by the Cardinals.
If they sign two more beyond the Sonny Gray contract, I'd feel good about that. Three more I'd feel great about, but I think we agree that's not happening. Like two bats and Joe Ryan, that'd be awesome. Bregman, Alonso, Joe Ryan, that's the dream. That's not happening. So two bats plus Gray or a bat and an arm plus Gray, I can get on board with that. But they still have to do it. And my fear would be some of what Chris Cotillo is writing over the course of the last couple of days, or last 24 hours, rather, since this trade went down. Basically, they're probably more out on an arm than they have been prior to this addition. So here's what he tweeted. He says, it's November 25th. This is yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Ton of winter left. Market has barely moved.
Okay.
With that caveat out of the way, though.
Oh, no.
Early indications from sources. The Red Sox are shifting their attention to an impact bat at this juncture while not ruling out further pitching additions this offseason.
All right, not ruling it out.
Follow up. Early sense around the league is that after adding Sonny Gray, it makes the Red Sox less likely to pursue another big name starting pitcher this winter, with their focus being on adding a bat to the lineup. So they're focused on a bat. a bat and Sonny Gray, not enough.
No.
Not enough.
No, not enough.
Even if it's Alonzo, it's not enough.
No, it's definitely not enough, especially because the bat might just be Bregman, which is going to leave me so disappointed. And it's not even his fault. It's just like you had him on the team last year. Part of where they went, what the roster looked like and the lineup looked like post-Devers trade, the playoff appearance, that was with Bregman in there. So if you're just trotting him back, like that's not going to be a fun conference holding up the jersey. Like, yeah, we've seen that.
Now, we have
that one.
My preference is Bregman over Alonzo, but I agree. Alonzo would get like more pop and
there's
it would feel different.
A little fresh blood, plus he's going to hit twice as many home runs.
You'd be running a bat. Bregman and Sonny Gray, don't misunderstand what
players.
We're saying here. You're still a playoff team. You should be a playoff team. Sign one bat, you should be a playoff team. That's the goal. But my expectation for this offseason is you would take a step forward and think bigger than just making the playoffs. That was a success last year. Getting into the postseason, getting back to the postseason was a success. Now you're trying to go on a run, get to an ALCS, get to a World Series, win a World Series. And I think those are in play with the right moves this offseason. Sonny Gray's a start, but it's only that. It's just a start.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Breslow was also asked where he slots into the rotation. This was last night. Here's what the Red Sox chief baseball officer had to say.
I don't know how much sense it makes in November to put a number on a guy. I think Sonny is a very talented major league pitcher. The seasons that he's put up pretty consistently indicate that to be the case. That said, we still intend to improve our team, and exactly what that looks like, we don't know right now, but we'll continue to explore opportunities and figure out where that takes us.
Okay, I agree. It doesn't make a lot of sense to put numbers on these.
No,
guys.
You can't.
The problem for Breslow is he already did.
Yeah, he kind of did, but no. Well, he did. He said that they needed to get a guy that is alongside Crochet.
We need someone alongside or behind Garrett Crochet to start a playoff game for us.
I think this.
We feel pretty good about overall starting pitchers number 3 through 10-ish.
Yeah,
that's literally putting numbers on guys.
What do you say? Pretty good.
He said, we feel
pretty good. Not great.
Okay, but
again,
But he said it doesn't make sense to put numbers on guys. He's the one who said 3 through 10-ish.
Yeah, but he also didn't
say. That's putting numbers on guys.
That is. But he also didn't say Sonny Gray is a co-ace or a number two, but he's also not going to. He's not going to bring in a guy and be like, he is a 3 through 10. Like, that's taking a guy who's had a good career, and then the first day you get him, you're kind of bashing him in a weird way.
I also get what you're saying. Yeah. If he came out and he's like, yeah, this is the guy I was talking about, we'd feel terrible about that.
We'd feel terrible about that. But I also don't think he believes that. But he's also not going to then tell this guy that, oh, we have you as like our fifth starter. Like, that'll all play out. Once the season starts, we'll see what the order of the rotation is, and that's just what it is. But the first day they sign him, hey, we're all excited to have you. You're nothing like Crochet. Which is true, but like, why say
why throw that?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't need to bury him.
He also said, I don't think we're going to spend a ton of time trying to add a number 4 or number 5 starter, so there is some wiggle room in there.
Yeah, he's a 3.
Well, if you're adding a real number 2, he'd probably be your 3 or 4.
Yeah, right. I guess it depends on how you feel about Bayo, because Bayo...
Yeah, you said yesterday you're like, I'd have Bayo ahead of Gray, which I initially didn't agree with, and I think the more I look at it, the more you're right about that.
I don't, like, but if you're like... playoff game tomorrow, I'd rather have Sonny Gray. But if you're like, oh, yeah, who's going to be better for the next 2 months in the regular season, I would probably say Bay.
I don't recall. He doesn't have an extensive postseason track record, but I thought the numbers actually were okay.
Yeah, it was like ERA was below threes, I think.
But it was like six starts. It wasn't a ton of appearances. Yeah. Hang on, efforting.
Bayo concerns me in the
playoffs. 1-3, 326, six starts in the postseason. His starts with the Yankees were the worst. His starts with Oakland were the best. The ones in Minnesota were right in the middle. He had two for each.
I mean, defensive Bayo, he's only had the one playoff appearance, but it went poorly.
Real bad.
Yeah.
Real bad. Yeah. On Sonny Gray, ESPN graded the trade. They said the Red Sox won the trade. They gave the Red Sox a B+. Although, whenever they're analytically grading these trades, the salary is always a big consideration. And so I think they're giving him a lot of credit for that. Just know that going in. And I'm happy they're paying him only $21 million as opposed to $41 million.
For sure.
Not because John Henry can't afford it, but because John Henry, if he was spending $41 million on this player...
Oh, then they're out on all these other guys.
They wouldn't be in on another pitcher and maybe anyone else, I agree. So I thought that was significant. ESPN writes, Red Sox get a B+ on the trade. Gray's 36 years old, coming off a second straight 200 strikeout season, as Breslow just told you.
B+ ain't bad.
While also leading the National League starters in strikeout-to-walk ratio. The Red Sox have reportedly restructured Gray's contract to get him out of St. Louis. They say it's currently a great deal, and he no doubt happily waived his no-trade clause to come here to St. Louis. I don't know if we brought that up yesterday. He did waive his no-trade.
He had a no-trade, so he likes what they're doing here.
When he can get to two strikes, he's one of the best pitchers in the game.
Nice.
Ranking fourth in the majors among starters with nearly a 52% strikeout rate. You know who's first?
Crochet.
Yeah. While holding batters to a 135 average. His sweeper is his go-to strikeout pitch.
Ooh, good sweep.
Registering 111 of his 201 strikeouts. His curveball also graded well. Here's the problem, Keith.
Uh-oh.
He's 36 years old and 5'10". What do you think his problem is?
Short?
Fastball.
Oh.
Batters hit 370, slug 585 against his four-seamer last
year. More sweepers. It's fine.
His fastballs over the last couple of years also led to 25 home runs. They said maybe the Red Sox suggested different pitch mix. The four-seamer, while it gives him the one pitch he throws up in the zone, has been hammered now 2 years in a row, but it was still the pitch he threw most often in 2025. So have him de-emphasize the four-seamer, lean more on off-speed stuff. Maybe they'll get a better result out of Sonny Gray. That was their takeaway. But overall, as you said, a B-plus is not a bad grade on that trade.
No.
And it's a guy who I think can help. I just hope they're not done, specifically on the starting pitching side. And my fear is this guy is going to be their number two or three. Bay will be in the other slot, and that's how they go in the next year.
Yeah. I was trying to see if he overlapped. He never overlapped with Andrew Bailey. So Andrew Bailey was in Oakland as a pitcher in 9, 10, and 11.
Oh, you're saying his players. Then they didn't
overlap. I thought they might even be teammates, but I was wrong about that. I think Sonny Gray came into the majors in 13. So it was close, but they just missed. I mean, who knows? Maybe there was even like a minor league overlap. You know, there might have been some knowledge between the two, but
well, like Breslow and Bichette.
Well, yeah, if those guys were teammates, then literally anybody could be
teammates.
Honestly,
great point. Yeah, I mean, if I had no idea those guys
that
played
was a
together.
Wild connection.
Good point.
But I thought Bailey did a pretty good job last year. I mean, Bayo looked as good as he's ever looked, right? Giolito has looked better in the past, but he bounced back nicely from the injury. And we've seen some guys over the years be pretty productive. So yeah, maybe they can get the most out of him and sort of highlight what he does well.
I haven't seen Bregman's new Instagram profile pic. I don't know if we want to pull that out.
Yeah, I guess I can dive in.
But I did see the other day that Crochet and Roman Anthony were like in his Instagram mentions when he posted like a workout video.
And
Cora said he's talking to him all the time, so it's not like guys aren't still in the mix with their ex-teammate. I haven't seen the latest of his profile pic.
It looks like he's doing some kettlebells, some...
Getting swole.
He's working. Yeah, you got doing some bands, some good stuff in there. Discipline, deliberate, consistent is the graphic the
consistent break. Would be back with the Red Sox.
You know who responded to it three different ways?
I don't.
So three fire emojis.
Yep.
Separate response, three hand clap emojis, then a separate response, prayer hands, heart, prayer hands.
Oh, that sounds like Bradfo.
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, Wahlberg. Yeah. Good. He's in there.
So he could be back then.
Well, he's up working out at 2 a.m.
That's true. Yeah, so people are excited about it.
I forget if it goes prayer workout or workout prayer, but he
was probably playing 18 holes of golf at that point. And then he came back to have a big break, like a big lumberjack breakfast. Yeah. And
you get why the man's too tired. Too tired to watch a Super Bowl. You get it. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We have the Jackson 5 coming up at 1 o'clock. Jackson will join us in studio with five questions for Jones and Keefe. On the way next, a Thanksgiving-related Kiefer Madness.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.